This is Akashwani, the news read by Netya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged states to identify locations suitable for entrepreneurs in smaller cities and take initiatives to facilitate them. Addressing the fourth National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi asked the states to simplify the compliances, the lack of which often leads to the harassment of citizens. He urged the participants that states should reform the governance model to encourage citizens' participation or Jan Bhagidari. Mr. Modi also said that it is important to focus on reform, perform and transform, and it is also important to inform the people about the various initiatives of the government. Talking about circular economy, Prime Minister Modi appreciated that the Gobar Dhan program is now being seen as a big energy resource. He observed that this initiative converts waste into wealth while also making the aged cattle an asset rather than a liability. He directed the states to explore concepts of viability gap funding for recycling of e-waste. In the health sector, the Prime Minister urged that under the Fit India movement, obesity should be taken as a big challenge in Bharat. He said that only a fit and healthy India can be a Viksit Bharat. He also opined that Bharat can be made TB-mukt by the end of 2025. Mr. Modi added that the Asha and Anganwadi workers can play a big role in delivering this goal. Talking about aspirational districts and blocks program, Prime Minister Modi said that competent officers posted in these blocks and districts can bring about massive changes at the ground level. The three-day conference was held in Delhi from 13th to the 15th of December. 39 ministers were inducted into the Council of Ministers of BJP-led Mahayuti government in Maharashtra yesterday. These include 33 cabinet ministers and 6 ministers of state who were sworn in at a ceremony at Raj Bhavan in Nagpur. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly inducted ministers. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar were also present on the occasion. In the cabinet ministerial berths, BJP tops the tally with 16 cabinet ministers and 3 ministers of state, while Shiv Sena got 9 cabinet berths and 2 ministers of state. Nationalist Congress parties, 8 cabinet ministers and 1 minister of state took oath. The prominent ministers include BJP State President Chandrasekhar Bhavankhule, BJP Shivendra Singh Bhosle, Nitish Rane, Shiv Sena's Sanjay Rathore, and NCP's Narahari Jhirwal and Hassan Mushrif. The Maharashtra cabinet also includes 4 women ministers, BJP's Pankaja Munde, Madhuri Missal, Meghna Bordikar, and Nationalist Congress Party's Aditi Tatkare. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar was called on Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Dissanayake, who is on a 3-day visit to India, arrived in New Delhi last evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said, Sri Lanka is key to both India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar outlook. Dr. Jayashankar expressed confidence that the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi today will lead to greater trust and deeper cooperation. President Dissanayake will also participate in a business event in Delhi to promote investment and commercial linkages between India and Sri Lanka. He will visit both Gaya in Bihar. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami unveiled 5 aspects of the 38th National Games, including the logo, the mascot, the anthem, the jersey and the torch at Dehradun yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.